This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. Japan today marked the 75th anniversary of its surrender in World War II. Emperor Naruhito used the occasion to express deep remorse over his country's wartime actions. He pledged to reflect on the war's events and voiced the hope such a tragedy would never be repeated. While some people expected an apology from Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, that did not happen. In fact, he gave thanks for the sacrifices of his country's war dead. As the oil spill off the coast of Mauritius in the Indian Ocean worsens, Japan's Environment Minister Shinjiro Koizumi says Tokyo will send a team to assess the damage. 1,000 tons of oil have leaked out so far, just off the coast of Mauritius. A Japanese bulk carrier struck a coral reef in late July, triggering a state of environmental emergency. Scientists are calling it the country's worst ecological disaster. Removing the ship will be a likely delicate operation and could take months. France, which once ruled Mauritius, says it'll assist with a cleanup. Koizumi also told reporters today he saw the spill as a grave crisis that could lead to a loss of biodiversity. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani used harsh rhetoric today aimed at the United Arab Emirates, calling its decision to establish normal ties with Israel a huge mistake. In a televised speech, Rouhani warned the Gulf state against allowing Israel to have what he called a foothold in the region. The UAE-Israel agreement, announced on Thursday, is seen as a strategic boost for the Arab Gulf states' regional and global standing. New outbreaks of the coronavirus are causing havoc for summer vacationers across much of Europe, as many pandemic restrictions are going back into effect. Nightclubs are being shut down, and face mask requirements are being expanded, even in trendy resort areas. Europe's hardest-hit countries, Britain, France, Italy, and Spain between them, have lost more than 141,000 lives to COVID-19. Being blamed for many new flare-ups, clubs, alcohol-fueled street parties, and large family gatherings. Via remote, this is VOA News. The Spanish health minister, Salvador Illa, has announced all nightclubs will be closed and he issued a ban on outdoor smoking in public places, where a distance of 2 meters cannot be maintained. Nursing home visits are limited to one person a day for each resident for only 1 hour. Spain has recorded almost 50,000 confirmed COVID cases in the past 2 weeks. Thousands of British holidaymakers in France made a dash for home early this weekend, trying to avoid the need for self-quarantine for 14 days. France has seen a 66% rise in infections over the past week. The British self-isolation rule for travelers returning to the UK from France goes into effect today. Italy is deeply concerned over the pandemic's effects on the upcoming Ferragosto holiday. Next weekend, when millions of people normally celebrate with trips to domestic beaches and mountain areas or go abroad. On the island of Capri, the mayor has expanded a face mask order. Instead of just at night, those coverings are now required for the entire day. Italy yesterday recorded 574 new COVID cases, the largest daily number since late May. In Greece, new limits on restaurants, bars, and nightclubs that operate past midnight have been expanded to more of the country, including Athens. On the popular tourist islands of Paros and Antiparos in the Aegean, gatherings of more than 9 people have been prohibited. To this point, Greece has been spared the full wrath of the pandemic, with 6,600 cases at a cost of 223 lives. The global COVID numbers, meanwhile, continue their relentless climb. The case count is nearing 21.2 million, with a death toll of 766,000. Topping the list is the United States, with 5.3 million infections and well over 168,000 fatalities. European Union foreign ministers have agreed to drop a new round of sanctions against Belarus, the former Soviet republic. This in response to longtime President Alexander Lukashenko's post-election crackdown. He claimed an overwhelming victory, though his political opponents insist the win was fraudulent. Sweden's foreign minister Ann Lind said the EU will initiate a process of sanctions against those responsible for the violence, arrests, and fraud in connection with the voting. Officials said none of the 27 ministers objected to the idea of sanctions. Political tensions are running high in Ivory Coast. Protesters set fire to a bus in Abidjan yesterday after deadly protests earlier in the week. The unrest comes in the wake of President Alassane Ouattara's decision to run for a third term in October. Official Ivorian figures show that 5 people have been killed and scores wounded during demonstrations in recent days. Ouattara's opponents say his re-election plan violates the constitutional 2-term limit and jeopardizes the tenuous stability achieved since his first electoral win in 2010 sparked a brief civil war. More news online at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.